Chapter 29. A Mom Intervenes. Kanak opened his eyes. Hot, swollen, and throbbing, the wound on his side oozed pus, and a terrible ache jerked at his shoulder. Shivers came and went. Dried blood caked over a short gash on his temple, and he stank of dirt, sweat, and sickness. Weakness wedged him beneath the furs. Grunts and hammering pounded in his ears. Voices came from all around. Men, women, and children worked on rebuilding the barricade. Dawn of dawn had risen. Eyelids flickering, Kanak drifted toward more sleep. The fire crackled. Smoke swirled. A snout joined the disembodied eyes, still shifting through the flames. The Black Bane spirit swayed in and out of motion. For any hope of survival, Kanak knew that he too must begin the journey. Without a flashstone, he would not overcome this resurrecting monster. Nattacloak worked on the barrier, but her gaze often landed on Kanak. Sometimes, laws and judgments made no sense.
Could have stopped this,
she spoke in a voice geared low enough to prevent others from hearing.
I missed that chance, but you'll never again have to fight alone.
A fist thumped into her lower back, not too hard, but with purpose. Anger flared. But when she turned and saw Erica whispering catwalk, she lowered her guards.
Don't think it.
Erica's index finger pressed against the glabella between Nattacloak's eyebrows. Nattacloak bit her tongue. Mom meant business.
Come.
Erica clamped hold to Nattacloak's elbow, urging her away from the crowds. They reached an isolated cavern chamber. Erica turned.
Your devotion to my son pleases me.
She touched Nattacloak's shoulder, sweeping stray hairs into a neat flow.
I know the feeling. I too long to help him.
I won't abandon him.
Nattacloak spoke with calm determination.
My mother died because I did something foolish. Then I blamed my mistakes on the abominations, the guards, and the useless. This morning, I had a warning and let myself sleep through it. Now Kanak suffers the consequences of more lousy decisions on my part.
She clamped her jaws and dipped her gaze, then grinned with arched eyebrows.
I won't let more poor judgments or inaction make me lose him.
Hush, child, you're rambling, and I haven't finished talking.
Erica's stare demanded respect.
We can't always follow our wants.
Don't be angry, Mom. He needs me.
She groaned.
And I need him.
Walking to a flat-topped boulder, Erica sat down.
Join me, daughter. Let's devise a sensible plan, something that will keep Kanak alive without making you an outcast.
Nattacloak accepted the invitation,